police that were blocking access to the subway. There was a confrontation. The marchers were shouting, chanting, "The whole world is watching," and "Whose streets, our streets." And
this woman
stepped up to confront the police to ask why we were being pushed in opposite directions.
Okay, now Harriet. Actually, I didn't ask them anything. All I did was stand there, and then we started a chant that peace is for your children too. And they were standing there abreast with their plastic handcuffs. Each of them had their plastic handcuffs and the face shields up and down. And I don't know, I figured I moved to that toward them because I figured, what are they going to do with an old white-haired lady?
So what happened at that
moment? Facing them, they stopped, and I didn't know exactly that they stopped when I faced them, but later people were thanking me, so I was a little surprised.
Harriet, you're 75 years old. Why are you taking to the streets, even though the war is well underway?
It's not a war that's underway. It's a massacre that's underway. It's an invasion that's underway. Oil companies are going. They've already given out contracts for the reconstruction to who? American countries like Halliburton. I heard that this morning.
Harriet, do you think that the politicians in Washington will be moved by the tens of thousands of people that have come out to the streets here in New York and in other cities around the world?
King Bush, the resident of the White House, says he doesn't listen to anybody. True, he may not. But we've got to keep coming out. And it may have slowed them down a little, but not much.
Right, well,
that doesn't matter. We're going to get America back for the people.
Thank you. And clearly, Harriet, who's only 75 years old, she's now being credited with keeping the police at bay, though there were confrontations.
No,
we know that there were several arrests. We don't have any confirmation now. We do know also that there was pepper spray that was used on a couple of the demonstrators. A lot of anger, Judy, a lot of anger directed at the media, saying that we are not telling the story of the people who are against this war. So it's very tense right now. We know that there are police over there. We've got protesters on this side. So we will keep you informed as it develops. Judy.
Thank you, Maria. In New York City, the site of the biggest demonstrations today. Well, certainly you can't say the media is not telling that side of the story today. We have been covering these demonstrations all day long in New York City, in Atlanta, in Chicago, where there were people demonstrating on both sides a short time ago. We had a report of demonstrations in Los Angeles. And further up